gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
We need to get this show started because I didn't even think it was going to happen this morning. Hey, it is the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. My name? It's Joe. Let's go around the room and say hello to all of the... Wow, I didn't realize how nice Alex is today. I mean, usually, but today is like, damn!
Thank you. She
must have a Tinder date after the show.
No, I just have a court date. Well, hopefully the...
Do you need me to pee in a cup to pass the test?
No, but one of the parents is going back and forth, maybe going to like... Pause court.
What does that mean? You're a CASA, so you represent kids, and you're trying to get this court case together, and who goes where, and...
Right, so the parents, they can, like, you know, if they have something like, oh, now I have a doctor's appointment, whatever, I can't come.
Last minute they can do that to you guys?
Yep, apparently I didn't know that, so I won't find out till a little bit later in the show if I am going or not, so I just have to be prepared.
Well, that's convenient.
Yeah, so, you know, it's not like all of us are putting our lives on hold or anything to help you get your kids back. So hopefully that all works out.
That stuff blows my mind. Well, you look nice either way. If you don't, just go out and grab some mimosas or something.
Thank you.
Liv the Web Girl, how you doing today?
I'm good. I had my interview yesterday for Cycle Bar.
And?
Yes.
And I think it went good. I just can't tell because she never like officially said like, awesome, well, like, you're hired. She's just like, okay, cool. And like, what times are you available? All right, I just have to like, you know, figure out the schedule because the schedule is like a mess right now. But
well, it sounds like yes.
So yeah, but I'm like not sure. And she said that I just like need to give her like a couple of days and she'll like get back to me, but she just has to like figure out the scheduling or something.
Well,
so
if she's talking schedule, maybe that's good.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's a blow off like, oh, well, we're busy. We'll figure it out. But look at Porkchop. Remember his didn't look that good? Then boom, just like
that's
that.
That's true.
He's making so much money, the most he's ever made in his life.
Yeah. So, I mean, I got it. I'm leaning towards I got it, but I'm still just kind of like waiting to see until it's official.
Well, I hope you get it. If you want it, that'd be pretty cool.
I know. I'm pretty excited.
Please don't invite me or Alex. Neither one of us want our butt on a bike. That thing
will
hurt.
I'm good. But, well, Porkchop really has been saying he wants to get fit, so maybe he'll go.
Yeah, maybe you want a sore butt. How are you doing this morning, Porkchop?
I'm good. My back is kind of in like a weird pain. I don't know why. It has been for like 24 hours.
Did it just start yesterday morning during the show?
Yes. Like I woke up fine yesterday morning and then like at work yesterday progressively got worse.
Did Liv strike you?
Yeah, Liv, did you hit me when I wasn't looking?
No, I did not.
Okay.
That sucks.
Did you try like laying down? Like sometimes like YouTube things, I know it's not the best thing, but there are sometimes like back relief. Try this. Did you do any of that? Or what did you do to try to take care of that?
I thought just maybe like trying to sleep it off.
Okay.
It's not, I don't think it's a pinched nerve or anything. It just feels like a tight muscle or something.
Maybe like a knot.
Yeah.
I told you I'll walk on it.
No, thank you.
Honestly, if she's offered, it might be worth it.
Nah.
Alex, for as light as she is, has a lot of force. I love my wife, Lindsay, and I don't know how else to say this. I wish she was a bigger girl because, like, she should be big enough to help crack my back just to put a little pressure on it. She's like, but she never actually cracks, and I'm like, God, why can't you be, like, 300 pounds heavier?
I would be screaming in pain if Alex walked on my back.
You should try. Let her do a little Iris jig. Alex, can you do a jig this morning?
Yeah, I'll river dance.
A little tap, little
hip
hop.
I'll take a massage, but no, a human walking on my back would scream.
I got a massage yesterday. It was fantastic.
Okay, guys, I don't know if I'm bringing bad karma or juju to the show, so I apologize. But I woke up today. The show starts at 6 o'clock, 5 central, if you're listening here in India or in Houston, Texas. And I lately, the past 2 weeks, have not slept. Like, I've been getting here late. But today, I woke up at like 5:35, which was like, oh, crap. I go out to my car, I'm scrambling, I'm late as can be, just feeling a lot of pressure and anxiety, typical Joe. What's there by my car on the sidewalk?
A skunk?
Well, no, that would have been cool. How about a black cat.
Oh, that's bad luck.
So the whole time I'm driving, somebody cut in front of me. I'm like, oh, God, that could have been like an accident. I'm just so worried, guys, that something bad's going to happen today.
See, that's what it is, pork chop. Black cat, break your pork chop's back.
Wait, you think they're all tied together, Alex?
Yeah, it's like a...
The black cat stepped on a crack?
Uh-huh. Break your pork chop's back.
I did not mean to do that to you, man. I apologize. Listen, you have to suffer, but...
Now you have to pay for him to get a massage.
Uh-oh.
I'm down.
Alex, do you know how to give massages? I'll pay you. You're probably cheaper than
I'm actually horrible because I have no upper body strength. I'm like a hamster.
That's perfect. That's perfect. I don't need a lot of strength.
All right, I'm going to pay Alex $10 to do that. Next, I'm going to buy her Chick-fil-A. I'll spend a little bit more. But I just wanted to throw that out there so you guys know what we're working with this morning, okay? I don't know what's going on. I'm not really big into the whole, the galaxy stuff that Live the Web Girl does, the whole zodiac sign stuff and when Mercury's in retrograde. Is Mercury in retrograde?
Superstitious.
Honestly, I think it is because it normally is around June.
Okay, can you let me know when it's off air so I know what to do with my life today?
Absolutely.
So today might be one of the best shows we've had because it could get really wild. I'm just throwing it out there. If you want to be part of it, 833-JOE-ALEX is our number. That's 833-563-2539. Twitter and Instagram. You can also follow the Joe and Alex Show there, at Joe and Alex Show. And everything we do online, our handy-dandy website, joeandalexshow.com.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
The rumors of a possible romance between Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga didn't help his relationship with now ex Irina Shayk. Sources say that those rumors about Bradley and Gaga had an impact on his relationship with the supermodel, especially with his constant travels promoting the film. He has a huge and overwhelming connection to Gaga, but whether it becomes a real love story in their lives for all the world to see is premature, and it's difficult to speculate at this sensitive time. Bradley Cooper and his ex have recently split after 4 years together, and they share a 2-year-old daughter.
Guys, I feel bad. I mean, I really was kind of willing that to happen. I feel like it's my fault that they broke up because...
Yeah, I think everyone was.
I wanted that to be a thing, Alex. I'm very sorry.
Kim Richards is in talks to return to The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. The reality star was fired from the Bravo series back in 2015 after a dramatic boozy breakdown. Sources say Richards has been begging producers to take her back ever since she was fired, and now they're ready for her to come back to the show. Growing Pains could be coming back to TV. One of the show's stars, Jeremy Miller, says that they're currently in talks to revive the sitcom, but they want to do it the right way to honor the late Alan Thicke. Miller said that Kirk Cameron, Tracy Gold, and him are in constant contact about it and are trying to put together a workable storyline that will be respectful to Alan in the cast and the history and everything. Thicke famously he played the dad on the hit sitcom, and then he died in 2016 at age 69 from a ruptured aorta.
I watched a little bit of that, like I was like a kid, I barely remember it, but I feel like even if they tried to do it respectfully, Alex said it's weird if Alan Thicke's not there. He was the dad.
Well, that's what people said about Roseanne too, and then they...
But I mean, like, whether you like what Roseanne did and they took her off or not, like, I don't think Roseanne was the same. Like, I used to watch Roseanne. I was bummed when they took her off. I'm like, it's not the same show.
Yeah.
It's just not the same thing, guys.
And Howie Mandel says that he feels like a foster judge on America's Got Talent with new judges that keep appearing on the show.
So the two new young ladies are Gabrielle Union and Juliana Huff. I feel like I keep adopting. No, what is it called when you just take a child but you don't adopt them and then you...
Foster.
Foster! Uh-huh. I am a foster judge where I bring in other judges, raise them, make them good people, and send them on their way.
Wow.
That's what I do.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Ah, good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show, and it's time to wake up your little sleepy head and get on out there and take on the day, take on the world. I mean, imagine right now we're probably waking somebody up, possibly on their alarm clock. No, for real, though. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And if you do this, I think you might be one of the weirdest people in the world and possibly psychotic. Does anybody in the room here, Alex, Liv, or Porkchop, actually sleep in their bedroom or on their couch with the TV on? Do you fall asleep with the TV on?
Nope.
I do, not on purpose. Like, I just, like...
Pass out?
Yeah, like, I physically can fall asleep anywhere. Like, does not matter where I am.
But like, you don't do that as like, I have to go to bed with my TV on?
No, I definitely do not have to.
So many people I know, though, do that.
Really?
That's something I ask guys when I first start dating. I ask them what their sleeping habits are. Do you snore? One. And two, do you have to sleep with the TV on? Because if they say yes, I will not date them. Because I cannot stand that. And that is a battle that I hate having to fight.
Well, that might be a good thing you have, Alex. There was some research done. It was for women. And they were actually just kind of doing some research on breast cancer. But one thing they did in the questionnaire is they asked them about like if they sleep with light exposure because it could throw off your sleep and your patterns. And the women that filled this out during this breast cancer survey, they found that on average gained at least 11 more pounds over that time than the other women that didn't have the TV or some light on in their room, like keeping them up. And they're saying that there's about 30% more likely to become obese if you do that. So, Alex, your guy could be trying to make you fat.
Oh, my
if
goodness.
If you keep the TV on there. I think it's just weird, though. Like, for me, I need it cold. I always need it cold. But to go to bed to sleep, I need silence, I need dark, and I need cold. I need a little cave, a little hole to sleep in. Otherwise, I can't.
I could fall asleep literally in the middle of a tornado.
Yeah,
I'm not joking.
I
can fall asleep with
How do you do that? I'm so jealous, Liv.
So I think it might be because I have three older sisters.
Okay.
And so growing up, I always had to go to bed earlier than they are because like they're all like a little bit older than me. Like my oldest sister is 7 years older than me. And then the next one is 5. The next one is 3. So they never were going to bed when I was going to bed. So I would be asleep in my room, like trying to go to bed. And they would all be like laughing and screaming and chasing each other around the house. And my parents would be like laughing with them. And we're just a really loud family.
That has to be torture. Knowing you can't get out of your bed and you hear all the fun.
Yes, I know. They were all having so much fun and I never got to have fun with them. Then finally, when I was old enough to where I didn't have a bedtime, they were all in college. And I was like, are you kidding me?
Thanks, Mom and Dad, for nothing.
Yeah.
This sucks.
I have to have complete darkness also. I just need my fan on. I need to have a fan in there and no noise at all.
My friend has to fall asleep to the movie It's Complicated.
That is so stupid.
Every single night for like the past however long it's been out, she has to fall asleep to the movie It's Complicated and she will not put anything else on and she demands it.
I mean, I knew a guy that had to fall asleep to the movie Trolls because he was always scared.
What? Well, excuse me, hold on. That's not normal. Yeah, let's explain that one. Let's do it. Let's get into Joe's Need to Know News. All right, we got an update here. We've been talking about it. We sound like a sports show now, but the latest update on David Ortiz, the shooting that happened a couple of days ago, he just underwent a second surgery. He's taken his first steps since the shooting, so that's good. Meanwhile, one of the suspects has been charged with attempted homicide, but of course he says he's innocent. That's what I would say, too, if I shot a man in the back and was going to go to jail. United Airlines, I think this is kind of cool, guys. They've announced that they have released a new tool that will make sure you make your connecting flight.
Oh, that's good, because if you don't, they'll just drag you off the plane.
Get out of here! I'm gonna punch you in the nose. Yeah, but then Alex, you get a lawsuit and you become rich. So is that really that bad? The app is called Connection Saver and it identifies departing flights that can be held for connecting customers. You know what? Now this is a bad idea. What if I have to wait for you? I don't want to wait for you. Let me fly.
Right.
I don't know if I like this now.
That whole brand, that whole company is just a mess.
The app is being tested in Denver and Chicago. Those are really big airports. And United Airlines says they'll soon expand to other airports if this is successful. Tyson Food, they were calling about 95 tons of fully cooked frozen chicken fritters after plastic was found in the chicken. I've had a lot of stories lately where there's plastic found in food. Guys, can we keep the plastic out of the food, please? Please.
Yeah, where's our people on the like assembly line checking?
I don't know. Maybe they're dropping it in there for flavor. This is kind of cool sports stuff. The United States is after a 4th Women's Cup World title, and they kicked some butt yesterday. Liv, did you see this? I don't know if you're a big soccer fan.
Not a huge soccer fan.
Okay, it was in France yesterday, USA versus Thailand. The U.S. set a new scoring record. They won 13-0.
Good.
Jeez,
13
that's
goals?
Crazy.
Oh, my God. I have to get excited right now. USA. Yeah, okay. But that's 13 goals is impressive. Game 7 tonight of the Stanley Cup Finals. It's going to be between the St. Louis Blues and the Boston Bruins. That will be in Boston. I'm going to stay up and watch that game. This is a photo. You'll have to see it when we put it up online at joeandalexshow.com in a little bit. There's this model. Have you heard of her called Caitlin Christine, I believe it is?
No.
She's a model, so I don't know. Maybe she's just, you know, not that popular. But she shared a photo of her cat's new haircut after... I guess her father took the cat to a groomer, and she thought her cat Oscar was going to come back with a trim, but instead the animal looks like a slinky. Alex, do you see this photo I have right there? Check this out.
Oh my word. What were they thinking?
I have no clue, but it looks like, I feel bad for the cat. The cat's okay, but it does look like a slinky. They're hoping the hair will grow back. But there's actually now an Instagram for Slinky Cat, so.
I love it. Well, you know, Grumpy Cat tragically just passed away, so we need another special social media cat.
Okay, this is insane. Guys, watch out for your crazy lady. A 21-year-old Florida woman was attacked by her boyfriend. Actually, no, I'm sorry, I take this back. I don't feel bad now. She was attacked by her boyfriend, and what did she do? Like, what would you do if a man attacked you, Alex, if you didn't have a gun on you?
Because obviously, screaming.
Scream? Like, would you punch him in the eye or kick him in the junk?
Yeah, you're scratching, you're biting.
Okay, would you do this? She squeezed his...
Members?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It hurts to say this. She squeezed his little berries so hard that they were bleeding.
And he attacked her?
He came after her, yeah, and she's like, I gotcha!
Well, good for her.
Say uncle! I don't even know how that bleeds, to be honest. I don't even want to think about that. I'm in pain now. It wasn't known what the couple was arguing about, but the woman hit the victim with a brush and punched him in the face. She also choked him and grabbed his junk until they started bleeding. The woman has been charged with domestic battery and is not allowed to have contact. But it said that okay. The story is so confusing because it said that he came at her first. I don't know. Either way, the fact that it's bleeding makes me really, really scared.
Well,
so don't mess.
If
don't
Joel
mess.
Daddy ever decides to cheat on me, that's what's going to be happening. So this is a warning.
It'll be blood games?
Yes.
Okay. And finally, we don't get too political on the show. I mean, we all have our own little different opinions, which is great. That's the awesome thing about our country. But can we, for a second, guys, stop what we're doing and listen to this audio? And can we unite as a show and as a country behind this amazing jam? You know the song Old Town Road?
Yes.
Let's call this one Old Town President. It's featuring President Donald Trump.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse.
It doesn't even sound like him.
He's auto-tuned like crazy. Some does.
Till I can't no more. I got the horses in the back. Horse tag is attached.
Oh my gosh.
Got the boots that black to match. Riding on that horse, you can whip your horse. Often in the valley, you can bend up off that horse now. Can't nobody tell me nothing.
I can't remember who it is, but one of the nominees that is a Democrat running in the primaries, they have this song as their walkout song.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I can't think of who it is.
Riding on a tractor, and my life.
I'm like confused as to what's going on here. Like,
they've auto-tuned the crap. It's really him, which I'm impressed that people can do this. It's really him doing speeches, and they're slowing him down, stretching him up. But I think they auto-tuned it too much.
Yeah, because you can't tell it's him.
Yeah, because but you've seen it before. I'm like, wow, it's so good. But I just think the video is probably a little bit better. That's why you can see it on our joeandalexshow.com. I'll put it up there in a little bit.
It sounds like the voice that is in a lot of Avicii songs.
Yes, it is. Wait, has that been President Trump the whole time? Well, that's some need to know news. Hey, check it out at joeandalexshow.com.
Till I can no more.
833 Joe Alex. When the relationship is over, maybe something's finally done, what are you doing with the most important thing that you have? Your Instagram handle. By the way, ours, if you want to follow us, is at Joe and Alex Show. You can also find me, Alex, Live the Web Girl, and the most shameless plugging person in the world, Producer Porkchop. You can even find him and follow him, too. Alex, we bring this up because of Selena Gomez and something that she did.
Yeah, she finally just deleted her very last picture she had on her Instagram of her and Justin Bieber together.
Gosh.
So, I mean, that's pretty final.
Are you okay over there?
I'm not okay. I'm not. As a true, true Jelena fan, and that's the couple that I aspire to be and I grew up with, it hurts.
Do you feel like maybe your relationship won't last the test of time either?
I mean, it definitely has an effect on me personally. Maybe not my relationship, but me. But
okay, okay. That's, I'm glad you're being vulnerable and honest about that.
So, I mean, she's had those up for a while now. How long are you keeping photos of you and your ex on your Instagram? I have my photos of me and my ex still on mine. I've not deleted them.
Now, be honest. Alex, are they up there because you just, you know, they were really good times, they were good memories and good photos? Or there is there something in the back of your mind like, well, what if we get back together? That would suck to lose all those photos. I mean, I know you could archive them and stuff, but why are you keeping them?
I knew that if I archive them, my ex is too stupid about Instagram to know that I archive them. So then he would just delete the photos of me and him that he has, and I don't want him to do that.
Why don't you want him to do that?
Because it's just like...
You're not fully over it?
Deleting them, then they'll just be gone.
Yeah, there's not really...
Right.
So
if you're broken up forever, why does it matter?
I don't know. I just think it's like, that is, it's a feeling of like, that they still kind of care about you. If they completely delete you, then they definitely don't care about
you
at all.
I'm surprised with Alex keeping those photos up there, because I'm not saying you're savage, but you've kidded around before, like, well, I'll do this just to get at somebody.
Right,
like,
petty.
Yeah, you'll do the petty stuff, like, well, he wants a dog and I didn't want one, then I put in my dating profile, must have a dog, as a joke, obviously. But I feel like you are so, whether the word's strong or not, you are able to usually cut ties. Like, I am very bad at, like, cutting things off. But you're like, okay, we're done. I never have to talk to you again. I feel like you would cut those photos immediately, just like you would cut conversations off.
Yeah, I guess with him, I just felt like our relationship was different, and I was hoping it was going to be different. So it's weird to me to just completely delete them. I just keep hoping that eventually they'll just be down in my timeline enough that it won't even really matter as I post more photos.
Okay, you better get some more up there. I haven't seen a post in a while.
Posted yesterday.
Oh, I have to check. I haven't seen. Algorithms messed up, by the way, on IG. Like it.
The algorithm messes everything up.
Okay. Now this, I don't know how to say this, but I'm just trying to be honest too. I've thought about it. My wife and I, Lindsay, are in therapy, and things I feel right now are going really well because we're really working in on a relationship. But I've thought, okay, I've been with this woman for 7 years of my life, actually almost eight now, and that's a long time. That's almost a century. And I think it's a century, right? 10 years? Am I right? A decade. It's been almost a decade. It feels like a century.
Yeah, 100 years.
And I'm like, that's my whole life. Do I delete 10 years of my life? If let's say my wife did Lindsay divorce me, what do I do with those photos? I know it's different than dating somebody, but do you just get rid of your whole 10 years of your life?
Ooh.
That's like the modern digital stuff that that's all my memories.
See,
they're just gone.
I think it depends on how things end, because I've never been a person that deleted my photos with exes, but I'm still very civil with all of my exes. One of them is like still my best friend till this day. But my previous relationship before my current one, I found out like 2 days after I broke up with him, and I was like, I'm worried about you. You need to get your life on track, but like, you can't drag me through the mud with you anymore.
Yeah, it wasn't fair to you.
Yeah. So I got out, and then I found out that 2 days later, he was up in Chicago visiting his ex, who, like, I always thought that, like, he was not over, visiting his ex, who also was, like, kind of into drugs and stuff. So I was, like, so angry and mad, because I was like, one, the second we break up, you're just going to run back to her, and two, I have tried everything in my life to, like, make you better, and then you're just going to go with someone who is, like, doing drugs and stuff like that. So I was so angry that I did the petty thing and I deleted every single photo of us on Instagram.
Do you regret deleting that photo or those photos?
Yeah, I do, just because I knew how bad it hurt him. And also some of the pictures I looked really pretty in.
Oh yeah, definitely the pretty stuff is the most important one. Ren, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say about this?
Hey, what's going on? So, I mean, it could go both ways. I mean, I've had exes where I have erased their pictures, and I have exes where I haven't. I mean, I always keep the naked ones. Of course, you have to. You know? But it can go either way. Like, I mean, like I heard you say, so I was with a girl for 7 years. Well, am I going to erase 7 years of memories? And it's, you know, I went through ups and downs with her, you know, but there were good times, and you want to try to remember those good times. You don't want to just try to trash everything. And you want to try to find the silver lining in it. So, I mean, yes and no. You want to try to get rid of them. I mean, at least you want to try to at least eliminate the bad memories that you've had, you know?
Oh, I totally do, man. That's a good point. And I agree with you. I don't know if my wife does, but yeah, you got to keep those news just in case. Now, it'll probably never happen, but I'm just telling everybody here that's listening that I have a photo with or that's on the show or my wife. Even my wife, I will delete all photos of anybody over like the past 10 or 20 years if I ever do lose weight. All those fat photos are gone. So,
well, that's understandable.
It probably won't happen, but just to be safe, what? You might want to archive them. What?
You should show how far you've come.
Yeah.
No.
The before and after.
No. If I ever get out of this fat suit that I'm in, I totally am going to get rid of that crap forever. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. I'm into it. I like it.
Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. I'm so into you, I can barely breathe.
What we're into, you can join in the conversation if you got something that you're into. It could be a TV show. Maybe you're binge-watching the crap out of it. It could be a book you're reading. It could be a song you're like, I just cannot stop listening to this song. I'm streaming it all the time. It's my absolute favorite. Whatever it is, food, anything, 833-JOE-ALEX, or tweet us at Joe and Alex Show to get in the conversation. Live the Web Girl, let's kick it off with you. What are you into this week?
Okay, well, I'm into the Jonas Brothers entire album as a whole. I cannot stop playing it through, but there's one song especially that I love, and that's called Hesitate. It's the song that Joe Jonas wrote for Sophie Turner when she was having like really, really bad depression like
okay.
A couple years ago.
All right, let's check it out.
I promise we'll figure this out.
Lyrics.
I piggyback off of that. That song is amazing.
I cannot stop jamming to it. Wait. I showed it to him on Saturday, and ever since he can't stop.
So is this Porkchop what he's into, or is this Liv's?
Well, it's mine mostly, but Porkchop can piggyback off of it.
Yeah, because, okay, we were in the car together the other day, and Liv was like, oh, Porkchop, I have to play this song for you. You're going to love it. And usually when people do that for me, I'm like, okay, I'm not going to like it. But instantly, I fell in love. Great song.
I know. So good. Everyone go listen to it. The full thing is just so much better than even the little snippet that you heard.
These two are just like having a complete like meltdown of joy and happiness right here. It's kind of sick and gross. Alex, what are you into this week?
I am into this activewear brand called Alexo Athletica, and this is activewear that will completely change your life and how you work out, and they actually might even save it, because all of the activewear by Alexo Athletica is designed to let you carry. And if you don't carry a gun, you can use it to put your pepper spray in your waistband. There's 7 total pockets surrounding and built into the waistband to carry all of your essentials. So like your phone, it can be pepper spray, pepper blaster. If you have a small gun, whatever, it fits right there. It's super safe. It's really, really constricted around your waist so that it's comfortable, but everything is tight against you. And I wore... So I am specifically, because it's summertime, spotlighting their carry runner shorts. So they're athletic type of shorts that you can run in. They're $72. And I wore their leggings and a top of theirs on the plane home from Dallas this week. And they were so comfortable. And this is high grade athleisure wear. I mean, very, very, very good quality and super, super impressive. And I'm friends with the girl, Amy, who... owns it and came up with it. So Alexo Athletica, they have tons of stuff that you can shop and check that out at Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. You can swipe up on our story.
Now, you say in this room, like, it's really tight. It conceals like a gun. Like, what about like if I wanted to put some like a Hot Pocket? Could it conceal that or like a hamburger?
Anything.
Probably even keep it warm, Joe.
Dang.
You could put a pair of like nunchucks in there.
I would put a burrito in there. That's what I would do. I'm like, hey,
yep.
Can I see this in the movie?
You can put wherever you are comfortable with. You can put your gun on your side, behind you, or in the front of you, wherever.
Ooh, I like that. Cool. All right, check that out. Joe and Alex Show on Instagram. And for me, what am I into? this is something I used to watch a long time ago. Then just like, I love what popped up yesterday. It's a YouTube channel. It's called Epic Rap Battles. And it just, they pit up old historical people or maybe like more popular people nowadays. And they do really cool because they write these songs, they make the beat, and then they get, the video is the best part because they get so dressed up. That's why you're going to have to swipe up to see this. But this is a newer one. It's Ronald McDonald versus Burger King in a rap battle. And I got to warn you, by the way, this is censored, but it does swear. If you're watching it at work, it's not terrible, but they say words we can't play on the radio. So here's a little clip of it. And there's a surprise guest that jumps in at the end.
Welcome to BK. How can I serve you today? One flame for a clown? Have it your way. You can't do fast food half as good as I do. Your pink slime meat turns my to a drive-thru. A Chuck E. Cheese token. Your style's like your ice cream machine's broken. I'm dropping whoppers that'll knock you off the menu. Call you Ronald Donald, cause there's no MC in you.
Why don't you call me Ronald Jeremy? Cause I'm getting nasty. Like the whoppers you sell made of horse lips and me. Ask Rick and Morty who's a lyrical boss. I've got lines for days. Call me Szechuan. The undisputed goat of putting burgers in bellies. I'm fast food M&M, your machine gun Kelly.
Show me two losers over.
A quiet kid in a play place.
I'm the fast food queen, me with a tweet sash. Leave a buns frozen cause I always keep my beef fresh.
I like they threw in there like a little Wendy's, like, where's the beef, huh?
Right,
where's the
course.
Beef? And it's so cool because it's such a visual, too. Liv, I know you're putting this up on our Instagram. Like, were you impressed with how, like, they look kind of like the Burger King and they look like Ronald McDonald and
they
Wendy?
They literally looked exactly like
it's really cool. So it's like, just imagine them having a rap beef battle.
I have a friend that's very, very into these epic rap battles, and we would sit at his house and he would show me these videos for hours. I mean, some of them I'd be into, some of them, eh.
But some of them are freaking great. Other ones I'm like, okay, I'm done. There's one like with Chuck Norris. I forget who he battles, but that thing is awesome as hell. Warning, it's one of those time suckers, though. You'll start watching them because there's hundreds of them.
Yeah.
But you can check out all these things, Alex's, Liv's, and mine, and Pork Chop's on our Instagram at Joe and Alex Show.
Big Body Boy says he's into John Bellion's new song, Crop Circles. So take a listen to
that. I love that. That beat for Crop Circles?
Yeah.
Is.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Selena Gomez was asked why she used to go to Hooters so much when she was younger.
Initially, it was because my dad wanted to hit on hot girls. But then I enjoy the fried pickles, the shrimp, the butter.
Yeah, that's good.
I remember being like 18, like, oh my God, these girls have got boobs. And I kind of feel like a weirdo going to Hooters. But I remember being like a young guy, like I thought it was the coolest thing ever to go to one.
Yeah, I don't really feel like I ever hear about people going there anymore.
Their wings, though, seriously, you're going to laugh at me. I think they're good. They don't have bad
they're
wings.
They're all right. She also talked about whether or not she's done with her new album, finally.
I'm actually done. I'm just relieved. It took me 4 years now to even feel at a good place with this album. And it's just because I had such huge moments that happened in my life personally that... How was I going to capture that, and how was I going to actually feel good about what I was saying? So I kept going, and I'm relieved.
Comedian and former host of The Daily Show, Jon Stewart, became angry as he spoke at yesterday's congressional hearing on a bill to ensure that the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund can pay benefits for the next 70 years. He was speaking to rows of empty chairs where lawmakers should have been sitting. Stewart, a longtime activist for 9/11 responders, did not hold back, at times breaking down in tears or shouting as he accused lawmakers of indifference and of ignoring responders who have been diagnosed with cancer and respiratory diseases in the wake of the attacks.
As I sit here today, I can't help but think what an incredible metaphor this room is for the entire process that getting health care and benefits for 9/11 first responders has come to. Behind me, a filled room of 9/11 first responders, and in front of me, a nearly empty Congress. Sick and dying, they brought themselves down here to speak to no one. Shameful.
That really gets me upset.
He then said they responded to the 9/11 attacks in 5 seconds. They did their jobs with courage, grace, tenacity, humility, and 18 years later, do yours. After he spoke, he was given a standing ovation by the audience. Keanu Reeves is being praised on social media for how he takes photos with his female fans. Photographs are being shared online of the 54-year-old Reeves standing and posing with female fans and his various female co-stars, never touching any of the women in the pics. So one fan wrote, LOL, Keanu isn't taking any chances. And then someone else said, it's not about taking chances. It's about being considerate and respectful, qualities that Keanu carries in spades. Meanwhile, critics online are saying that they believe Reeves isn't placing his hands on the women in order to avoid accusations of inappropriate behavior. One person said, he's being smart. Better safe than sorry.
It's kind of like his hands, like the Matrix, is like, not today.
Right.
I'm going to avoid that backside.
And Rami Malek says that he almost reprised his role as Freddie Mercury in the Elton John movie Rocket Man. Director Dexter Fletcher, who worked on Bohemian Rhapsody, spoke of his idea for a crossover, saying, there was an idea I had at one point where Elton's in a restaurant with his mom, and I thought that John and Mercury's manager and Freddie could be at another table and they wave at each other. Fletcher said, while it would have been amazing, it just wasn't able to happen.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right, producer Porkchop, he has hatched up an idea here, and we're honestly not even 100% sure if it's legal, like what he's allowed to do, but with no further delay, Porkchop, we're going to have an open mind here. Alex, right, you'll have an open mind?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Porkchop, what do you got going on?
All right, as we all know, I'm very poor. I don't have a lot of money, and I don't eat breakfast a lot because I don't have money. But I found a way to get breakfast for free every single morning for the rest of my life, and this way can help me make money.
Okay, so you're going to get free food and you're going to make money. What are you going to do? Like, are you going to like stop into one of those hotels that has like a breakfast bar?
Oh,
like,
Continental Breakfast.
Yeah, and hawk the granola bars to other people?
No, even better.
Okay.
I am going to buy a chicken.
What?
And let it lay eggs in my house.
Huh?
Yes.
You don't own a house. You mean your apartment?
Yeah, you have an apartment. You rent. You don't own a house.
I call it my house. But it's my house. My apartment. Yes.
How in the world can you put a chicken in an apartment?
Well, I've got a little backdoor outdoor patio. I could set up a little playpen around the house. And I've done some research. Chickens lay, on average, one egg per day.
Okay.
So seven in a week.
A chicken, depending upon the breed, only costs like $1 to $5, and they lay eggs for 3 years.
The chicken itself is only up to $5?
Yes, so I could buy a chicken for $5.
Why is it so damn expensive at the store then for a chicken breast?
I didn't know this.
Yeah, so I could buy a chicken, we'll say the high end, $5, and it'll lay eggs for 3 years, one egg per day. Boom, breakfast for free every morning.
There is no way you are going to be allowed to keep a chicken in your apartment.
But aren't chickens legal in like the city and stuff? I've heard chickens are legal.
Well, think about it this way. I have already got a pet, so I already pay the pet deposit. So why can't I have a chicken?
Is there a clause in there to have like, was that wildlife that they call it compared to a dog or a cat?
No. I mean, look, so I live
in
Michigan.
If you work, by the way, I want you to finish, but if 833-JOE-ALEX, what do you guys think of Porkchop's idea? Would anybody be buying these eggs from them? Also, if you work at like an apartment complex, are people allowed to have chickens, right? Not roosters?
Right.
Chickens. Okay. Are you allowed to have chickens in an apartment?
Well, I think I would only want one.
Oh, just one?
Yeah.
Can you have one chicken in an apartment? 833-JOE-ALEX.
This is so dumb, Porkchop. Like, you have a dog and a cat in there already, right? Like, where's the chicken gonna sleep?
Well, now, how about this? Let's say mornings that I skip and don't eat breakfast, I can save that egg, save up a bunch. Think about this. Maybe if I'm Uber or Lyft driving, I can make, like, a little basket and sell eggs for, like, $2 an egg.
Okay, hold on. No one is going to buy an egg, not plural, for $2.
Farm fresh? I bet you they would.
No, they won't.
That's expensive.
I've also done some more research. These homegrown eggs, they can be larger than store-bought because store-bought, you know, they have what's that called? EGMO or whatever?
I don't know.
I don't know.
The things they inject into it to make it bigger.
Oh, yeah. But see,
GMO.
Lots of people own chickens and lots of people lay their own eggs. Well, I mean, chickens that lay eggs or whatever. You know what I mean?
I hope people aren't laying the eggs.
But I mean, other people that are chicken owners can call and tell you, 833-JOE-ALEX, that this is dumb.
Hold on a second. Alex, I thought you were right, but Morgan, you live in a townhouse. You don't have chickens in your townhouse, right?
I actually have a chicken. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Well, we have like this patio, and my friend was getting rid of her chickens, and I felt bad. So I ended up with a chicken, and the coop was like $30 at Tractor Supply, so we just keep it on the back patio.
A coop, okay. Now, Morgan, does your chicken lay eggs?
Yeah.
How many? Like one a day, right?
Yeah.
See, I told you.
She's a bantam chicken, and bantam chickens are like mini chickens.
I have
they don't get big.
A couple questions. One, how much do your neighbors hate you with the balking and the squawking?
It really doesn't make that much noise.
Okay, and then the second question is...
It's not like it's a rooster.
The second question is, do you watch the chicken actually poop out the egg?
It doesn't poop out the egg.
No, that's what the coop is for. They don't have to watch it.
I'm going to lay an egg in privacy, thank you very much.
And Alex, how much do you hate mosquitoes? Because these chickens, they eat bugs. So
really?
Yeah, so it'll get the bugs out of your house.
Wow, Morgan, thank you for the call. I can't believe anybody actually is calling at 833-JOE-ALEX. Let's go to Lauren. Lauren, how many chickens do you have?
We have 16.
Holy
16
cow!
16 chickens? You must have a huge family or something.
No, it's just my husband and my kiddo, but we do have 9 acres, and they're in their own little coop. But when you do buy them, when they're small, like from Rural King or Tractor Supply, it does take them till they're about 5 or 6 months old to start laying.
So this is an investment.
Yeah.
Okay,
and,
but
you got to feed them.
How much money are you actually saving by having a chicken that lays eggs for you?
I'd say you probably break even for a little while with having to buy all the chicken feed.
Do you think Porkchop has a good idea, though, because he drives for Uber, that he might, and Lyft, he might be able to sell some eggs to customers because they're fresh on the go?
For $2 each.
For $2 each. I don't think you'd make very much money, but they are good.
Look, having a chicken in an apartment cannot be a good idea.
Yeah, I kind of agree with Alex on this
one. So then I won't have it in the apartment. I've got a little back door area too, a little patio. I'll put it in the coop and we'll be fine.
Oh my gosh. What do you do with it when you're on vacation?
The same thing I would do with my cat and my dog.
You check it into a chicken kennel?
No, take it with me.
Danny, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What the heck's going on here? I don't even know. What did you want to say?
I wanted to actually let Porkchop know that you have to have more than just one chicken. They're flock animals, so they have to have friends.
Really?
What do you mean?
It might be an emo chicken and be like sad and not lay any.
There can't only be one. They're social birds.
What if I give it enough attention?
I wish it worked like that, but they don't really care that much.
Well, I could get a parakeet maybe.
Like, Porkchop's going to just go check on the chicken one day because he doesn't get any friends, and all of a sudden its bangs are going to be grown out and its claws are going to be painted black. He's going to be blasting Avril Lavigne.
So, Miss Alex Clark, what do you got for me?
This riddle can supposedly determine if you're a psychopath or not. If you have serial killer tendencies, depending on how you all answer these two riddles. So,
okay, everybody, please listen up. Stop what you're doing. Listen to the riddle.
The first riddle is a tale of murder and funerals. While at her own mother's funeral, a woman meets a guy she doesn't know. She thinks this guy is amazing, her dream man, and is pretty sure he could be the love of her life. However, she never asked for his name or number and afterwards can't find anyone who knows who he is. A few days later, she kills her own sister. Why did she kill her own sister?
Because she thought her sister got with the guy.
Okay. Joe, I won't say if that's right or wrong.
Yeah, why? I mean, because she never met the guy. It was at her mom's funeral.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody in the family knew who it was. So she ended up killing her sister.
Okay, so your thing is sticking with, though, she's killing the sister, because why?
To get with the guy.
To get with the guy.
To get the guy, have a relationship.
Why is her sister dead a few days later after her mother's funeral?
Because it was all a dream.
Okay, so it was all a dream. So there are a few ways to answer the question, but if you suggest that it's because the girl thought the man would turn up at her sister's subsequent funeral, then apparently you're kind of a psychopath. So she killed the sister because she was hoping that guy would show up again. She didn't have a dream or number.
That is a good way.
That's actually genius.
How do I see him again? I know I'll kill somebody.
Yeah, so if you suggested that, then you are on path there with or on par with psychopathic behavior. The second riddle is a runaway trolley is about to run over.
Wait,
and,
what's a trolley?
It's like a part of a train.
Like a little choo-choo train kind of on the road.
A runaway trolley, like San Francisco.
Google image it so you'll know, but it's a trolley.
A runaway trolley is about to run over and kill five people, and you are standing on a footbridge next to a large stranger. Your body is too light to stop the train, but if you push the stranger onto the tracks, killing him, you will save the five people. Would you push the man?
Yes.
Liv?
Yeah. Couldn't you just push the people out of the way?
Nope, you're not strong enough. You can only push the one guy or
you
no.
You have Alex Clark.
But he would die for sure, but it would probably save the other five. Or if you don't push him, then the other five could die.
You got to go with the greater good.
I'll say, okay, yeah, I'll push the guy.
I would need to know how much time I have. How far is the trolley?
I don't know.
God,
you're getting
please
detailed.
Do not ruin the equation.
Are you pushing the guy or no?
No, this question is too hard. I'm killing myself. I'm sacrificing myself.
If you answered this riddle by saying that you would push the man, it arguably makes you more of a psychopath. Even if you're saving more people, you're still committing a murder to do so.
That is not true, okay? I don't buy this for a second. You have to do the greater good, Alex. You have to save the five people over the one person.
Those lives
are worth more.
The problem is psychopathy, a personality disorder that falls on something of a spectrum, cannot be defined by answering just one single question or even one survey. So the first riddle about the funeral, it's like it may or may not really determine if you're a psychopath, and the other one too. So it's kind of like,
how did you answer these, Alex? You presented the questions, but you know these, and you probably did it yourself before.
Well, you guys know about riddles than me. I never can answer a riddle when Liv tries to do it.
But how did you answer, though? Whether it was right or wrong, what was your answer? Like, did you think that it's like, oh, well, that way if she kills the sister...
I wasn't going to push the guy for sure. I know that I wouldn't be able to do it. I would be too scared to make a move. I'd be frozen in fear. And then the first one, trying to figure out why the girl ended up dead, the sister ended up dead. I kind of thought the same thing, like, I don't know, she tried to kill her to be with him or something like that. So, yeah, I guess I kind of fell into the psycho one for the first one, but not the second for me.
Anyway,
those are your two riddles. You can ask a guy that on a first date, find out real quick if he's something to mess with or not.
What do I feel like that's your opening line when you slide into a DM? Would you push somebody in front of a trolley? Would you? Okay. This is the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. And if you want to join in to help out with this 833-JOE-ALEX, I would appreciate that. But last night, I had a little therapy with my therapist, Julie. And we were talking about different things. This is a personal one-on-one Joe time. Not marriage stuff, but just me as a person. I told her, I'm like, look, Julie, it's been really bad for me the past month or two. I've been really angry. I talk myself, you know, I'm like, hey, you got to be a better person. You can't be mad. But
like, what does really angry mean? Like, walk us through that.
I don't know. Like, I'm trying to figure out why, whether I'm sad.
I have an example of what really angry is.
Go ahead.
The other day, you asked, like 2 weeks ago, you asked me to explain something to you. So I started explaining it to you. And then you said, pork chop, don't explain it to me. I don't have time for that. And I was like, oh, okay.
So. I may not have. I love pork chop. Sometimes he does take a little bit long to get to the point. That probably like drove me over the edge too. But I don't know all the answers, Alex. That's what I'm working for. But it's just like I know.
I mean, just like the moment you wake up, you're mad, or like what does that mean?
No, I'm on edge. I don't know what it is. Yeah, like I mean,
just irritable.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's like. It's anxiety is making me irritable because a lot of it's work. It's not even necessarily you, pork chop, or Liv. It's just situation. It's the pressure sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like, oh, God, I hate Alex or I hate Liv, because I don't. But for whatever reason, I'm aware of that, and I still, you ever like know, like, I shouldn't do that, but you're like, you know what, F it. I'm going to blow this situation up and do it anyways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've done that a few days where I come in like before the show even starts. I'm like, well, I know what I could say at 5:40 in the morning to ruin the show. Let me do that just because something's bothering me, whatever it might be. So I told him, like, I got to get this thing figured out. It's not good for my work environment, for the culture there. Nobody's going to want to work with me. But just I don't like being this. Like, that or I hate myself. If this is who I truly am at, like, my core, I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
And so you were wondering if you should get on different medication.
That is something different. And, yeah, I talked to her, and that's more of a conversation I had with my doctor yesterday.
Okay.
And I'm going to try, not to get too deep into this, I am going to try another type of anxiety, kind of a medication.
Okay, good.
This time I'm trying something called Paxil. So We can talk later about that if people want to DM me, but I'm going to start trying that today to see how that goes. Really low dose, and I'll build my way up. But it's been months since I've been on anything because I had to wean myself off, and I'm like, well, let's try it. I have nothing against it, but I'm going to give it a go. But my thing is, I want to try something I learned yesterday, and I think you guys, I really want you to do this, so please participate for this thing, even if you think it's cheesy and hokey. Did you ever hear of Stuart Smalley?
No.
Pork Chop. You ever hear of Stuart Smalley?
I have not.
Liv?
Nope.
Okay, if you don't, Stuart Smalley was on SNL back in the day.
I deserve good things. I am entitled to my share of happiness. I refuse to beat myself up. I am an attractive person. I am fun to be with.
Yeah, a little bit more. Just listen to this here. It's good stuff.
Daily Affirmation with Stuart Smalley. Stuart Smalley is a caring nurturer, a member of several 12-step programs, but not a licensed therapist.
Oh.
I'm going to do a terrific show today, and I'm going to help people because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Aww. So I think it's going to be in the new Joe and Alex show open. But the point is, as silly as that is, my therapist Julie's like, I hate that because we're laughing at it because it sounds funny. But they're saying, as silly and dumb as that might feel or awkward it is, that little exercise where you have some like nice music in the background, this is something nice and relaxing. If you give yourself like 3 to 5 positive things about yourself, maybe in the morning or maybe at night, it can just really help you feel good about yourself, and it can make a big difference. Not me telling Alex what she is, but Alex telling herself that. So I wanted to go say 5 good things about myself. Then I wanted to go around the room and have everybody think about it. And just,
five
good, Alex, there's 5 good things
I'm
about
ready.
You.
Oh, there's
and,
not.
And then I would like some, I want to do this as, if you're listening to the Joe and Alex show right now, I want you to do this for yourself, 833-JOE-ALEX, and give yourself some positive affirmation, because I think it's a really important thing. For me, let's go. You know what, Joe? You know what? You're going to laugh at this. You're a good guy. And I think of that because, like, I have my little brother, Michael. I think I'm good with that. And I think I'm very nurturing to that kid. I'm trying to be in the kid's life. I think I'm talented, with the job that I do. I wouldn't be here if I wasn't. I think I'm, like, very good at editing audio and things like that. I think that I'm very caring. I care a lot about my family and my close friends. I think that, you know what? I've got a really amazing beard. You can do a physical stuff. My beard looks really good. I think that, and see, it gets hard sometimes if you don't give yourself enough daily affirmation. Let's just do 3 things, because I've run out of things I can think about myself. But Alex, can you name maybe 3 to 5 things about yourself and some positive stuff about Alex Clark?
Okay. I have great style. I am smart.
Yeah.
And I am well-spoken.
Okay. Producer Porkchop. Let's have 3 positive affirmations about yourself.
I have a lot of Instagram followers.
That may not be the best way to validate yourself, but okay, we're going to let that slide right now.
Okay, we'll let that one slide. I love when everyone's happy, so I love happiness.
No, this is about you.
Yeah, I love happiness.
You make people happy. How about that?
You make people happy.
Okay, yeah. We're working it out together. He's a great communicator.
Yeah, I'm a...
One more. Come on, buddy. Something positive about you.
Worker.
There
you
we
are.
Go.
You are a very hard worker. Pork chop,
Good
everybody.
Job.
Pork chop. Live the web, girl.
I'm very positive. I'm very supportive of my friends and family. And I am a very good secret keeper, and I'm very loyal.
Ooh.
I mean, I could name like 15 right now.
She's like a vault.
I can name like 14 now. All right, let's go to Maddie. Maddie's the first one to kick it off. Maddie, do you have the courage to give yourself 3 positive affirmations today?
Yeah, why not?
All right, give me 3 good things about Maddie.
I'd like to think that I have a great sense of humor.
Okay, good sense of humor.
People, you know, feel easy, and so I like my sense of humor. I also, like Pork Chop, like to think that I'm a hard worker.
Mm-hmm.
I feel proud about the work I do. And then I also just overall think I'm a pretty decent, good-hearted person. You know,
that's
I like
great.
To go out of my way and, you know, do good things for people and make people feel good.
Maddie, doesn't that feel good?
It does.
See, good job, Maddie.
Now, do that tonight. Give yourself 3 more. And you know what? One thing my therapist, Julie, said, hey, it might be hard not to repeat yourself. So what? If you do the same 3 things tonight or tomorrow, that's fine. I mean, try to find new ones, but good stuff there. Let's do one more. We'll randomly pick this up. I hope they're there. Okay, they're not. What was that phone line? Go ahead, say it. Yeah. What else? Okay. Good morning, Joan Alex Show. Who's this?
Sarah.
Sarah, you are live on the Joan Alex Show right now, and we're doing positive affirmations. Do you have the courage right now to share some stuff about yourself?
Sure.
All right. Give us three great things about yourself.
I'm a very optimistic person.
Awesome.
I guess that's the best thing about me.
What else? What else is good about you?
I'm trying to think. I'm on the spot now.
It sounds like you have a good personality.
Are you a mom?
Yes.
Are you a good mom?
I think so. Yeah, my kids seem to think so.
Okay,
so you're a cool mom.
You're optimistic. You're a good mom, and
I'm a great cook.
There you go.
All right, there you go. Way to kill it this morning.
I've heard something similar. It was like a therapeutic exercise where you're supposed to take, for girls, you're supposed to take your lipstick and write on your bathroom mirror, like, I am beautiful. Something like that is an affirmation when you wake up. But see, I got a tube of lipstick, and when I started to do it, all I did was draw a mustache, and then I just would look at the mirror at myself with a mustache. So that didn't really work out.
I don't think that's how it goes. It's the Joan Alex Show here on Radio Now. It's the Joan Alex Show on Radio Now, and let's face it, some jobs are just, you know, they're getting a lot of action. Other jobs, like working in radio, you couldn't get anybody to jump on it if you paid them.
Well, that's normally because we have a face for radio.
Yeah, I mean, Alex is a lot prettier than I am, but I don't know, my beard's better than hers. You can email us, joanalexshow@gmail.com. Who emailed this again?
Raina, she kind of posed a really interesting question that she thought would be fun for us to discuss on the show. Which occupation gets the most action? Who's flipping the most pancakes based on their job?
Okay.
833-JOE-ALEX. So she sent me a story. She said, a super gorgeous girl that I grew up with married a guy who was her total opposite and a slacker. It surprised everyone who knew her because she waited forever to get married and is extremely career driven, and he's not. She begged him for a baby as soon as they got together, and then right after having the baby, she started to spend a ton of time at the gym. She lost weight, and now she even looks even more fabulous, she said. She spends so much time working out that she has to have her mom pick up the baby from daycare for her to keep it in the evenings because her immature husband can't be bothered to watch his own kid, of course, even though she works full-time, and she says he's a part-time associate at JCPenney. She said, I started to suspect that she was having an affair, but I kind of kept it to myself, not wanting to start a rumor that may hurt her marriage. Sure enough, she announces she's divorcing the slacker guy. Then we find out not only was she having an affair, she was having an affair with her trainer. And the trainer was a hot lesbian trainer.
Nice.
Now the two women are living with the baby. All three of them are living happily together. And the slacker moved back in with his mom and dad. She said, don't tell me personal trainers don't get the most action.
Oh, they have to get action. First of all, a lot of stuff with action is how you look. You can have a great personality, and that is important, I'm sure. But if that body ain't right, if that body ain't tight, you ain't getting it tonight.
What do you think about lawyers? Do you think they're getting a lot of action?
Maybe if they can like have a good conversation.
See, that's, I feel like they are smart and they're good at arguing, so they can kind of convince you to kind of go home with them and that you want to date.
Here's the thing about lawyers, though. I think that like TV, like, dramatizes them so much. A lot of lawyers are just really kind of like mundane people. There's so much reading and preparation that goes into being a lawyer and not as much like arguing as people think.
So what job do you think would get the most action?
I think, hear me out, medical device sales. So people that sell
Door to door.
Medical device. No, they're not door to door.
Oh.
They're like, they go around to like hospitals and they'll sit in on surgeries and teach the doctors how to use these new like devices and equipment. So they're around doctors all the time. They're around nurses all the time. They're in sales. So they automatically have to have like a good outgoing personality. They have to be persuasive in order to sell you their product. And they make a crap load of money.
833-JOE-ALEX. Maybe that's something. Liv, 833-563-2539. What do you think like the occupation, the profession that gets the most action, the most booty. I would say it's got to be two things at the top: firefighters and policemen.
Oh, that's a really good one.
Once again, most likely you could be a fatty, possibly, but you're probably in good shape, first of all. But something about those positions are just they're hot.
Yeah.
Hot, like a female cop to me. Ooh, arrest me, put me in your handcuffs. I've been a bad boy. Like, sorry to get too gross for you guys, but that's kind of interesting. I think that's something that would do it.
What about like an athlete, or maybe I think like a pilot or a stewardess.
I was thinking a pilot.
Oh wait, a flight attendant.
Oh yeah, that's a very good
one.
And
they're traveling a lot, so they can constantly be meeting new people.
What about UPS or like postal workers?
No.
I hear people that do anything that involves door to door, Jehovah's Witnesses.
They're not getting action.
On those little bikes, you pedal up and out, baby.
Okay, now it's just out of control. 833-JOE-ALEX, if you want to add to this conversation here about what you think the occupation, maybe you actually do it. Maybe you're getting the action. Like which one gets the most? 833-JOE-ALEX. We'll talk to you next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It is the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now, and let's take it to the most important thing in a relationship. What is that? Well, that's the first date, because that's where I feel like you either make it or you break it for your future. And when you break it, we're talking like a first date, one of the worst ones. 833-JOE-ALEX, what is like the worst possible thing for a first date?
So Kate Gosselin, I don't know if you remember who she is.
Kate plus eight?
Yes, she is the mom from Kate Plus 8 on TLC, and she has a new show called Kate Plus Date, where they are spotlighting her dating because she's single.
So do you have any kids? I might.
Eight. Yeah. So she goes on this date with this guy in the first premiere episode, and they take her to a pizza shop. Or actually, it's like a cooking class where they're making pizza.
Okay, yeah.
And the entire time, like this activity of just a cooking class for a first date, she cannot relax. I mean, she's kind of a neurotic, stressed out person in general, if you know her personality at all from the other show. She is just not someone that would be good in that type of situation. So the whole time the producers are like, are you stressed out? Are you freaking out? She's like, yes, I have bucket loads of frustration, truckloads of frustration. Like, she is like, this is the worst possible activity that I could have done on a first date. Never, ever, ever again am I doing a cooking class, because it just gave her anxiety.
I can't believe that's the worst first date for her.
I know. I thought that the same thing. 833-JOE-ALEX. So I was wondering, like, what is the worst possible activity or thing that you have done on a first date that you're like, this was not good for a first date? It was awkward, or it was inappropriate, or it just wasn't good.
For me, like being a fatty, I walked on like a 7 mile, it wasn't like an uphill hike, but just a trail with a girl. And Alex, you know, about a mile's my limit. I was gross. She was obviously way more in shape than me back in the day.
So like hardcore working out.
Yeah, but it was like, let's go for a hike. I'm like, okay, fine. Like, she's attractive. I'll do what she wants me to do. And I'm like, hey, look. And I'm like, oh, we're on the quarter mile in, great.
Right.
So that was the one and done date there. We never went out again.
On that dating show that I was on, they had me do a first date activity of glamping. So they like set up.
That's fun.
Okay, well, I thought it was going to be. It was not. They had us put a tent together, like put a tent up. They had to start a fire. Let me tell you, you've never felt the awkward pressure of just getting to know someone as like when you're in the middle of trying to start a fire to survive, starting to figure out how to put a tent together. I've never done any of that stuff. So I was super annoyed. I was frustrated, and just, it wasn't my jam. Like, doing outdoor activities, starting fires and stuff, no.
I mean, I get you don't like it, but to me, like, I don't think anything that's been said so far is really, like, the worst first date scenario. 833-JOE-ALEX, like, ladies, a guy takes you out, and you're like, are you freaking kidding me? This is what we're doing for our first date? That's what we need to hear. That's what I want to hear. Live the web, girl. Like, a little behind the scenes past, I think you've told us back when you were like in college, you really didn't have a lot of dates, right? You just kind of hung out with guys more. Is that the case? So do you have any examples of like a bad date, like a first date, or did you never really have any?
Well, like in college, a lot of times guys will be like, oh, do you want to study together as like one of the first times like hanging out?
Let's hit the
books. Like go to the library. And one time I went with a guy, and there were like a couple other people with us, but he was like so strung out on Adderall and would not stop talking the entire time. And I think study habits are like very important. And if your study habits do not align, like I ended up like getting like a B or a C on that exam because he would not shut up the entire time and was so distracting.
That would not be Liv's jam.
Wouldn't like a bad first date be somewhere too where you can't actually talk, like going to a movie, for example?
Yes.
I mean, who doesn't like movies? But dating, the first date, you got to get to know the person.
I agree.
See, me and my boyfriend talk all throughout movies to each other.
Ew, you're the worst.
God, I hate you too.
I know
too.
We are too, because like we'll giggle too. We're very annoying.
Ew.
But
oh, I hate those couples.
Say, one person asked me out on a date to go rock climbing.
Ew.
And I was like, bye.
Yeah, I don't blame you for that one.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
This has really pissed me off. Sorry, I like grudges. I like grudges. After years of feuding, Katy Perry and Taylor Swift may have declared peace through a cryptic cookie message yesterday. Katy posted a picture of a plate of cookies with the words "peace at last" written in frosting on the plate. And the caption, "feels good, Taylor Swift, let's be friends." Swifties love a good clue, so they automatically assumed that this meant Perry and Swift were friends again. Some fans even started making suggestions that a possible collaboration may be in the works between the two. Of course, Taylor Swift just put Katy Perry on her Apple Music playlist, with song number 13 being Katy Perry's new song, and that means a lot for Swifties. I'm just, you know what? Balls up, Taylor Swift. Can you please? Can we just?
This
Sorry.
Is the greatest thing ever. C is for Katy. She's a friend of me.
I'm just annoyed. I know that I'm petty. I know. I should be
You're
the bigger person.
You're not going to let it go, are you?
No. I do love Katy Perry's new song. I have said that. But I do not like who Katy Perry is as a person. I don't have a problem, Taylor, being like, yeah, the song's nice, but we're not really going to be friends. Katy sucks as a person. I do not like her at all. So that's what I'm mad about.
I hope we have a summer of Katy and Taylor music melodies.
We'll probably have a collab, I would guess. The Rock is taking a ton of heat after he posted a picture on Instagram of his 3-year-old daughter during her swim lessons. She was sitting on the edge of the pool and wasn't wearing a swimsuit, and 2.9 million people liked the image, but he ended up removing it after fans started making comments about the fact that his daughter wasn't wearing a swimsuit. So one person said, "Why is she naked, though?" Another said, "I love The Rock, but this pic isn't necessary for social media. They made bathing suits for a reason." The Rock hasn't commented, but some fans came to his rescue. Some said it's tough to keep a toddler wearing anything at all, and that in many cultures, not wearing a bathing suit is normal. One commenter said, "Those who are sexualizing this picture of his daughter because she is swimming with no clothes on obviously don't know what it's like to grow up in the islands or in a Polynesian household. This is very normal and not sexual in any way with our culture." Okay, well, The Rock, is he Polynesian? He is? Okay,
the girl
but
saying yes.
Here's the thing, though. When people say things like "don't sexualize this photo," like, I agree with you, but at the same time, like, there's definitely weirdos that like and share and save those photos. You have to know in this day and age. If
that's
post,
on them, though, Alex. Those sick people.
No, it
people,
is, but you have to protect
problem.
Your child, because those photos get, when you're that famous, you have that many followers, they get screenshotted and shared around in nasty groups.
I didn't
that's
see
just
the,
what happened.
I didn't see the photo before I was taking it out. Was it just like the backside of her, like just facing away?
I think so, but
yeah,
those
what's
people
wrong
are
with that?
Psycho,
what
man.
What the hell is wrong with a cute photo of a little 3-year-old girl about to
they
swim?
They will share photos of girls in just bikinis and use it for sexual purposes. I'm telling you. It's real disturbing. So I would say better safe than sorry. Like, when I have kids, I know I'm going to be real careful about even bathing suit pictures I post to my kids, because I just know about the weirdos that are out there.
I'm just going to post photos of me and my kids, all of us naked.
Amanda Bynes is being sued by by that mental health facility where she received treatment. The actress allegedly owes this place in California more than $2,000 for a 2-day inpatient stay in February. Sources say Amanda Bynes made the decision to go to the facility after she suffered a setback, which was the result of feeling pressure of being back in the spotlight after her November 2018 Paper magazine cover. I remember being so excited she was finally back, and then she wasn't. So I hope that she gets the help she needs. And Jennifer Aniston talked about her comments she made on Ellen last week about doing a Friends reboot. She talked to Entertainment Tonight and just said basically anything can happen still.
No was getting me nowhere. Maybe was getting me nowhere. So I don't know. I thought I'd try yes. See what happened? Anything can happen. I have no idea, though. There's no plans in the immediate future.
So everyone calm down.
Yeah, or keep, or don't, and, well, you know, stay excited, and possibly something will happen.
In less than an hour, did Bradley Cooper cheat on his girlfriend with Lady Gaga?
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
You might want to help out producer Porkchop and call in and admit if you also are in the same boat, because we're about to rip him a new booty. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. How old are you, producer Porkchop, again?
I'm 30.
And how is it possible that you can't even make an egg? You were talking earlier in the show about how you might want to get some chickens and have them lay eggs, but you're like, well, you know what, though? It's like, that would save me money, but I can't cook anything, not even an egg. You can't make a scrambled egg?
Well, I mean, I'm going to have to learn how if I'm getting a chicken, but yeah, I currently do not know how to make anything, really.
833-JOE-ALEX. Is there anybody that's an actual adult? I don't expect a 12-year-old to call in now. I'm like, I don't know how to cook anything. But if you're a full-fledged, functioning adult,
yeah,
to do something, not like a gourmet meal,
right,
but the basics.
I think if you are 27 and older, because Porkchop's 30.
I was like, I'm safe.
No, but even Alex has like tried to cook salmon before. She'll cook like pasta sometimes.
Oh, that's true. I can like grill up a chicken breast.
Right,
you're picky. Alex is picky, Liv, but at least she can do a few things.
You can do a few things. And so like I think that is fine. I mean, it's not great. Let's be real here, but it's fine. It's okay.
Fine.
But Porkchop, who is 30 years old, and he does not know how to cook anything, including
balls.
An egg.
I'm sure there's a lot of people that are my age and don't know how to cook.
But that's why we have one call right now. I'm going to see if there's more. 833-JOE-ALEX. I'm just going to randomly pick this one up. Good morning, Joe and Alex. Show. Hey, you're on the air. Make sure you got your radio turned down. Who is this? Who are we talking to?
This is Justin.
How old are you, Justin?
I'm 29.
Do you know how to cook at all? Can you make an egg? Porkchop cannot scramble an egg without burning his kitchen down.
Yes, I'm actually a very good cook, but my fiance did not know how to make scrambled eggs or eggs over easy until about a year ago when I was going to the gym and came back and just asked her to make some eggs, and she pretty much didn't know what to do.
What was her age?
She's a pretty good cook now. She's still expanding her horizons, but she had no idea how to make scrambled eggs whatsoever or even a simple egg.
Right. How old was she when she didn't know?
She's about 25.
Okay. See, even that still blows
my mind. That's
old, Liv.
If you're 21, you should learn. When you're out on your own, college or in the workforce, living out of home, you should know how to do some basic stuff. Hey, thank you for the call.
I will say, too, that she moved out of her parents' house when she was 20. So, I mean, there is that little discrepancy between age and time moving out, so it wasn't like she was living at home or anything like that.
Yeah.
But
okay. Hey, thank you for the call. I don't get how you don't learn the basics. Like, there's not a lot I can do. I'm 33, and I'm finally learning how to cook because, like, my wife's fed up of always having to make the meals around the house after a long day, so I'm trying to be an equal partner and do that.
Well, earlier in the show, we discussed with him how he has this idea to get a chicken and keep it in his house so that he can have free breakfast of his home-cooked homegrown eggs or whatever.
You're talking about producer Porkchop. That
right.
was his idea.
So he's going to have to figure out how to do that if that's his plan, is to have a chicken laying eggs.
Is this something that like nobody ever taught you, Porkchop? Like nobody actually ever said, hey, son, this is how you make eggs?
No one's ever. I've just never.
That's just crazy.
I don't know. My boyfriend Chase was cooking like pasta the other day. And I guess I just put the water in and then I put the noodles, like I was trying to help him.
Do you know
and
how to make rice?
He was like, no, you got to let the water boil first. I'm like, oh, I didn't know that.
That's insane. And it's honestly like sad.
But how are you supposed
like,
to know that?
So
if you
sad.
Don't you read the, how are you supposed to know?
You read the box.
And also the fact that since you have, how long have you not lived at home?
I don't know, since 2012, 7 years.
So for seven years, you have lived without your parents. Let's say ever since you've been 18, you've been an adult. Over 10 years, you have been an adult, and you've never thought to yourself, hey, I'm going to be self-sufficient, independent. I'm going to cook myself my own meal.
No.
That's crazy. That's embarrassing, I think.
Hold on. I'm not trying to shame him too much. I don't understand this. Good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's your name?
Me?
Hey, yeah. What's your name again?
Katie,
how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I am 33.
Okay, so you're my age then. My age. I'm Joe. Can you cook?
Yes, but my reason for calling in about this is also my 12 and 13-year-old can also whip up some mean eggs, make a meatloaf, multiple things they can cook in the kitchen
for
watching
me. Did you say meatloaf?
Yes.
Ooh, that sounds so good right now.
I am giving your kids some snaps because that is impressive. Good for you.
Do you think your kids could set some time aside out of their busy summer schedule and teach Pork Chop how to make a basic, like, you know, egg-like thing or, like, maybe some meatloaf?
Absolutely.
That's great, though, that you're teaching them
Pork Chop, here, put your headphones on real quick. What's your name again?
Katie.
Katie's on here. I think we need to, with adult supervision, because I don't want things to get weird. But Katie's got two kids. They're teenagers, and they can make pretty much anything, including meatloaf.
Oh, yeah. I know there's some kids out there that can cook.
No, but if it's you, do you think Pork Chop can do this if your kids can?
Oh, absolutely. You can't really mess. Well, you can mess them up, but eggs is pretty simple. But if you're having trouble boiling noodles, this is a whole different ballgame.
Well, I mean, I know now because I did it once. Now I know you let the water boil for 8 minutes and then you put the noodles in.
Well, rumor has it a few years ago, Pork Chop had some very, very like high key dinner guests over for a dinner party, and he thought he would be fancy, serve them tea. And when they asked him what the tea was, he told them it was boiled hot dog water.
Ew.
That is like really good to help you fall asleep at night. It's good stuff.
And the main course was grilled cheese.
There you go. Listen, it's just a fact. People are dumb. They do dumb things, and that's why we do this, the dummy of the day.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Alex, you ever lost your keys? Maybe it's your car key, your house key. You're like, crap, how am I going to get there?
I have, and also speaking of losing things, I have lost my living room remote, and I cannot find that anywhere. I've looked under both my couches. I flipped up the couch cushions yesterday, gone in every room. I checked the fridge. I don't know where I put it, so I definitely lost my keys, and right now, currently, I can't find my TV remote.
Did you check under any fat rolls?
I didn't do that.
Okay, well, I don't know if you have any. Do you have fat rolls?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, like I do. So I found food before, but never a remote. So it's just always good to check if that happens with the remote in particular. Well, the reason I asked that is this guy in China, I don't know how he did it, but he ended up losing his apartment keys. And it was interesting where the doctors ended up finding them.
Where?
Doctors were treating a man suffering from chest pains, and they spotted a set of keys lodged in his food pipe.
Okay. So he swallowed them and then tried to be like, I don't know where they are. I feel like that's kind of hard to forget.
Alex, the man in China, allegedly swallowed his building key fob, like to get into his building, and his apartment key after getting drunk one night and fell ill the next morning. Following an x-ray and an endoscopy, doctors finally removed the foreign object in an operation. So they had to go in there and do some operating. The man says he doesn't remember he swallowed the keys until the doctors found them in the x-rays. He claims, I don't remember doing this.
Wow.
Yeah, the keys were stuck at the lower part of his esophagus, really close to his stomach. How is that even possible? I know kids like put things in their mouth because they're little kids, they don't know better, but how do you get keys and how do you swallow it? Like to
That's
go down.
Sick.
I can't even swallow a pill.
Yeah, I can barely swallow a pill either, so I'm shocked.
Alex, you see my key fob? Oh, crap. I thought it was a Tic Tac. I just popped it back. I'm sorry. That guy right there, he's pretty dumb. That's why he's your dummy of the day.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandalexshow.com.
All right, coming up in about, I'd say, a little over 10 minutes from now. If you can hang out, that's cool. If not, come back just around 9, 8 central here on the Joe and Alex Show. What don't you want people to do to you? I'll explain it, I guess, a little bit more, but it's kind of funny the little things that, like, Alex has a summertime thing when she's out by the pool. She does not want people to do this. She absolutely hates it and can't stand it. I love doing this. I think it's one of the funnest things about being by a pool. You can tell how opposite we really are. That's coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Excuse me. How rude have I been? I don't think I've got to do it in a while. Let's go around the room real quick. This is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. If you didn't know that, now you know. But do you know who's actually in the room? Who's on the show? I am Joe. To my left, stage right, Alex Clark. Hello.
It me.
How you doing? Liv the Web Girl, working hard as I can see as usual. How are you doing today? Can I get a little... Little Liv the Web Girl voice. See, she works so hard, she can't even do it. I'm just introducing everybody around the room. I've been rude lately, and if you're listening, you're like, you don't know everybody on the show. So I just wanted to introduce you.
Oh, what's up?
Hey, wow, what's up? What are you doing? You working hard over there?
I'm going to go back to editing audio.
Okay, cool. And producer Porkchop, the man with the plan. How are you doing, buddy?
I am good. I am here.
All right, cool. We just had a little conversation off air, and I don't know how far it'll go, but it's worth a shot to see if anybody else is picky like this. 833-JOE-ALEX. What don't you want people to do? And what I mean by that is Alex is talking about you have a pool that, is it open now at your apartment or is it still closed?
No, it's been open.
Okay, but you're like, do not splash me with water. I absolutely hate it when I'm there and people are like, hee hee hee, splash, splash. You don't like that at all.
If I get splashed, I start crying and then I leave.
Really? It's water. Don't you want to get wet?
I cannot stand being splashed. When I was younger, like in high school, if I went to a pool party, I would tell the boys there, I would be like, if you splash me, I'm leaving. And I would threaten them like that, like, because they didn't want to be responsible for all that drama. So they'd be like, okay. Like, I'd be like, don't push me in. Don't touch me in the pool. Don't get any water on my face. I will leave because I cannot stand it. It's just like not fun for me to be splashed.
That makes no sense. Like, now if it ruins your clothes, I get that, but it's just so fun. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's an example, though. Like, what's something like, don't do it. I'll leave. I'll quit. No. I'll take my ball and I'll go home. 833-JOE-ALEX. Producer Porkchop, I don't know if you were kidding or not, but Porkchop, when you were talking about something kind of pool related too, like if somebody throws you in the pool, you're going to be really upset about that. Like, that's fun. That's the best part.
As long as my phone's not in my pocket.
You have insurance, right?
I mean, I just don't want to go through all of that.
Phones nowadays are waterproof too, right?
No.
Mine is. I have like an iPhone. Aren't they waterproof?
For a
now?
Drop of water, yeah. A tiny, tiny bit, not to be submerged in a pool.
Dude, my boyfriend left his phone outside all night when it was raining and it was fine.
Yeah, see? Wow. They're getting so much better.
Oh, you know what I was saying, Joe? I saw
what?
A meme.
Oh,
and
okay.
The meme said, don't push me in a pool because if you do, I'm going to stay to the bottom and drown and it's going to be your fault that I died or something.
Okay, I thought that's what you were saying. All right, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
James.
James, what do you got, bud?
Well, I can't stand when people are, you're eating at a restaurant with somebody and they don't like something and they spit it in their napkin.
Oh, yes. But okay, let me ask you this. So that's gross, yeah, because if it feels weird in their mouth, they'll try to get it into the napkin, get it out of their mouth. They don't want to swallow it. What's the proper thing to do then? Because I don't know what else you can do.
Swallow the bite and don't eat anymore.
No.
All I will think about the rest of the dinner is that napkin.
No, that's not what I'm doing. I'm making the person sit next to me open up, and I'm spitting it into their mouth.
Oh, we're going to do a little baby bird action? All right. Well, that's something I will not do. See, the thing you do is what I will not do. 833-JOE-ALEX if you got anything. Are you okay? I mean, like, what is it a problem? What do you need help? What's wrong, Alex?
I just accidentally did something I did not mean to do.
So Joe and Alex show on Radio Now. What did you do?
Some girl just DM'd me, and I was trying to, she's somebody that like has never DM'd me before or whatever. So
okay.
when it shows up, it's like a request, and then you have to accept or deny. Well, I guess there was an Instagram update or something where it's now, instead of just decline or accept, there's a block button in there. But the block button, the geniuses at Instagram, decided to put in the same place as the accept button where it was.
What?
So I was getting ready to click accept, but I accidentally hit block. And so this nice girl that was saying something nice to me, I was trying to say something nice back, and now I've blocked her. And I don't remember what her username
why
is.
Why would you block her?
I didn't mean to. So now she's going to be like, why isn't Alex? Oh, wait, I can't find Alex's Instagram. Oh, wait, it says I'm blocked. And she's going to think I'm the biggest jerk ever. And I did not mean to do that. But I don't know what her username is to unblock her. So now I just look like an absolute...
I have an idea. This just came to me. You know, if this person's listening, I mean, they'd have to be listening right now, hopefully, and not thinking you're a total B-word because you blocked them. Why don't they DM us on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram, and then you could try to reconnect that way?
I guess.
I just can't believe you're blocking listeners. That's kind of rude.
Well, I did not mean to, so I just am annoyed with this new Instagram update. Like, of course, by habit, we're going to hit that part of the screen, and I don't know why they would have done that.
What if it was, like, a new hot potential boyfriend or a new, like, potential sales gig and you just decline them?
Who knows?
I did this once before by accident and you guys said I was psycho because I felt bad.
What do we do?
Well, you accidentally declined it. This was before blocking was there. This is a new feature. And so a decline, it's like, they're never going to know. It doesn't really matter. But a block, like, it tells you when they go to my profile that they've been blocked.
Yeah, the whole thing's done. Like like Alex, right? It's like you seem like, oh, maybe they didn't read my message, but a block, you ain't seeing their stuff anymore.
I mean, this was not somebody that deserved to be blocked. Now, I have gotten a couple, for some reason, the last few weeks, a couple emails that were like boyfriend applications. That was weird.
Someone just DM'd me. Was it this person? Drew_Decker. He says it was me. It was me.
No, it wasn't. He's probably one of the weirdos that was trying to send a boyfriend application.
No, okay.
It's not
now
him.
You,
it was a girl.
Now you can hit block on Drew. Go ahead.
Kate has a solution to this. She said, tell Alex you can go to the privacy settings on Instagram and see accounts that you have blocked.
Ooh, let's do that right now. Let's see if this is going to change Alex's world. Go to privacy settings.
Got it.
And she said, you said blocked accounts?
She's like, there's a list of...
There is a list.
I have no idea
how many people.
Have you blocked?
I'm not blocking liberals, but I block
how many
like
people have you blocked?
Yeah, I've
quite a few because
oh my god, Alex is scrolling.
Wait, let me have to remember that I was on a national television show, and so there were tons and tons of people trolling me.
She's still scrolling
every 5 seconds, telling calling me every name in the book, saying awful things about me, threatening me, and all that. I wish you were dead. Whatever. I had to block those people. So yes, I do have a large list.
You know the thing that amazes me? You accidentally blocked a listener. Porkchop has a listener that DMs him all the time, and he won't block the person.
I don't want it. That's rude.
What they're sending to you is rude. The fact that they hit on your significant other is rude.
Oh, a lot of people message Chase and like, you know.
You should be blocking them.
I heard about you through your boyfriend that I listened to on the radio.
I just went to my blocked accounts.
What?
And I guess in college... my dad made an Instagram and I blocked him.
Liz!
I did the same thing and my dad is still blocked.
My stuff, but my dad has made 2 more Instagrams since then because he can never remember his login information.
Yeah, I blocked my dad. He's still blocked. He's blocked on every social media because I don't want to be friends with him on there. So,
well, my dad's dead. So I don't think he's on Instagram.
Jeez.
If that Instagram popped up today, shame on you. You're going to hell. Somebody makes one. I'm kidding. It's the Joe and Alex show. I mean, he's really dead though. Shello, we're the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now 100.9. Everything that goes down on our show goes down online, joeandalexshow.com. A lot of times, too, we'll put a swipe up link for things on our Instagram. Follow us at Joe and Alex Show. And you also find me, Alex, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop. We have little links for all of our individual profiles, too, if you want to follow us on our social media. Alex, I thought you were supposed to be gone by now.
I thought I was too, but it looks like court has been postponed for my child advocate's case. So, guess I'm laying out again today. That's fine. I'll just read my book. That's all right. I've noticed that whenever I go to the pool now, the little kids, they must listen to the show because every time I come in, they always giggle and say, "Hi, Miss Alex." And then yesterday, it was really funny. Yesterday, this little boy shouted over at me, pointed at me, and said to his dad, "Dad! That's Joe and Alex!" And then his dad said, "I don't care. Get out of the pool."
The Web Girl, what do you got going on today?
Nothing. It's so nice out. And I was kind of a bum yesterday after my Cycle Bar interview. So I want to do something outside. I just have to figure out what that is.
You shouldn't be bummed out. It sounded fine. It sounded like it went great.
Well, I know. But I was just like, I wasn't sure. And I just got like so anxious about it. And I was like, oh, maybe I read it the wrong way. And I was just really excited about it. So I'm still waiting to hear back. I sent her another email today saying like, it was so nice to meet you. Thank you so much like for meeting with me, whatever. So we'll see. I'm sure it's back.
I got good feelings for you. I think something's going to work out there. It's been less than 24 hours.
I know. I just get
I think that
about
means that you
stuff.
Are getting it because they're just like, we have to get back to you and just like, let me look at the schedule real quick. Basically to tell you when your start day would be.
Okay.
Unless you get a bounce back saying your email's been blocked, then that may not be good. Pork Chop, what's going on for you on your Wednesday?
Well, I just ate some of Alex's yolk scraps. So now that got me in the mood to like get more food.
I'm hella hungry.
What? I just gave you free food.
Yeah, the little bit of scraps, though. So now it's like I got the little taste of food, so now I need more.
He's an addict.
It was not a little bit of scraps.
It was a whole serving.
It was basically a meal.
Okay, do you know what one of the little waffles looks like from Yolk, right?
Chicken and waffles,
like,
yeah.
The waffle's like this big, Liv. Look at my fingers.
No, I was
can
watching
you. Can you do for the fun of radio, which a majority of people
a
can't
see
you right
dollar,
now?
The size of a sand dollar.
Yeah,
okay,
perfect.
Thank you.
Yeah, so that big. And then... So now I'm hungry, but then I have to work tonight at my other job. I'm serving, but it sucks.
Well, you can eat their scraps.
I was going to say, you're allowed to eat customer scraps? Because I'll be a server in a heartbeat.
No, but my back hurts. So, like, what if I'm, like, hunchback of
Notre Dame? I told you, you have to go to the urgent care. You have to get some medicine.
Yeah, man, you need to do some stretches and some exercises. I can send some to you. They're going to look weird, but they're real exercises.
Okay.
Like you have to bridge, you kind of have to like air hump things. You know what I'm talking about? Like where you're on your back and you kind of like dry hump the air.
Yeah. Ow, that sounds like it'll hurt.
No, it'll good. It'll help your back out. I got a bunch of stuff for you to do. You got to pull your knees to your chest. Okay. No, seriously, there's like 8 exercises. It'll take about 40 minutes, but if you do them, it hopefully will give you some relief.
All right.
Maybe a little downward dog.
Pull your knees to your chest just like on a squatty potty.
Yep. But don't poop, though, unless you're on the toilet, because that would be really, really messy. I don't want to jinx it, but my back feels actually a lot better, like, right now the past couple hours. Maybe you're taking my pain. You're the healer. But, no, I don't know. I'm just really excited today. I think I'm going to, if the pain goes away, I want to go do some disc golf. It's kind of like Frisbee, but you throw this disc.
With who? By yourself?
Yeah. Just walk. I'll have my headphones in there. Let's do a podcast or music, because that's one thing when I lost a lot of weight before, like, 3 years ago, or 4 years ago when I had my wedding, I would do disc golf, and I'd walk 5 miles probably in a day.
Yeah. By yourself?
Yeah.
Some podcasts in?
That or just nature, honestly, because we have such a busy life, and I'm glad you're listening to the show right now, but don't you guys ever want silence sometimes? That's
Never.
A long time.
No. I always have to listen to music
no,
or
Liv's
podcasts.
Like, I've got to have music or I can't live. What is that? I need it louder. No. Okay.
I just like to listen to the Itsy Bitsy Spider on repeat while I'm doing things,
well,
running errands.
You have fun doing your Itsy Bitsy Spider pool podcast party. All right. Well, hey, we can't do any of that unless we get the heck out of here. So Alex, Liv, the web girl, producer, Pork Chop, myself, Jose. Yeah, I know Spanish. Let's say, do you guys know how to say goodbye?
Adios.
Adios.
Let's say adios. Oh, dude, we're going to totally cover every audience, dude. We're going to take over the world. Let's say adios.
Adios.
Auf Wiedersehen.
What?
It's German.
No, it's Swiss.
All right.
Whatever.
Never mind. Bye.